Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 164, the stanzas 1 and 2. Thou art my God, O God of grace, and earnestly I seek thy face. My heart cries out for thee, and my spirit thirsts thy grace to taste. An exile in this desert waste, in which no waters be, in which no waters be. And what follows, Psalter 164, the stanzas 1 and 2. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in John 20, verses 1 through 18. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. John 20, the first 18 verses. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulcher. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then came Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulcher, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, and not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulcher, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he might rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? As she, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father, and your Father, and to my God, and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Thus far, the scripture reading. We hope to remember in family the families of Mr. Brian Slingeland and a friend who have still not been found in the ongoing war in the Ukraine. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, and may it please thee by the first time or by renewal to grant a deep and an abiding impression of thy mercy and of thy goodness, where thou hast spared us and our children for another week, where thou hast crowned a week with thy goodness in the midst of all the trials, and in the midst of the fears and the uncertainties, and that for a people that are sinners. But, oh Lord, then in this day, oh, it is true, then each Lord's day, And then we are called upon to remember that Christ is risen indeed. But in this day, then a day has been set aside in a special way, that in a special manner we may be given to remember and to commemorate that Christ is risen indeed. And to that end, Lord, may it please Thee, by Thy Holy Spirit, to make it a special day indeed. Oh, come then down with Thy Spirit, with Thy power and with Thy blood, and work lovingly and irresistibly in the hearts of young and old, or when it may be declared that He is risen indeed, He is the living Savior, that is still gathering and also preserving and defending His church. That is the only hope for us and our children. Oh, that work of free and sovereign grace, that thou magnifieth virtue, the finished meritorial work in the state of His humiliation, where He is cried out, it is finished, and now in the state of His exaltation, where He is risen, He is ascended, and sitteth at thy right hand as the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And there is still a church to be gathered. Therefore the sun may rise in this morning. Therefore the doors of thy house have been opened by renewal, that we may hear what thou hast to say unto us, O Lord. May it then please thee in this day to bless thy word, that it may be manifested, that it may be experienced in the hearts of the unconverted, that thou art that mighty Savior and King, that many may be wrought upon by thy Spirit, that they may be given to hand in their weapons of enmity, and be given to ask thee whether they may receive a place under the banner of that risen and eternal King, to be saved from their many sins, and to be restored into that blessed communion. Lord, thou knowest by nature that we do not seek thee. Thou hast declared it in thy word, but now thou art still seeking out thy church, and thou hast promised to use and to bless thy holy word to that end. Wilt thou do it in this morning and in this day? The solemnest of old has declared, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Lord, when it would be heard that many a sinner would be born in Zion, then what a rejoicing there would be in the hearts of thy Zion. Lord, then we have heard at the cross that there were those women, that they have stood afar off, and yet with a heart full of love, and on the morning of the resurrection, with their spices, that they have come, they were drawn by the King. They had a desire to yet show those tokens of love. Lord, they have come to an empty sepulcher, and before the day was past, then it was for thy church that it is written, that thou wast opened their understanding, that they understood the scriptures. That an empty tomb, what a rich blessing, that he was risen, for the welfare of a Zion, And always that greater Joseph with yearning bowels, with that holy longing and desire, to appear to show those pierced hands and those pierced feet, and to speak a comforting word to his Zion, to open their hearts, their understanding, that they would be given to understand further the mysteries of salvation, O Lord. And may it please thee to do the same in this day, that it may be an unforgettable and a special day for thy people, to be given to behold the riches that lie declared in his resurrection, because it is written in thy holy word, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification, to receive that receipt of acquittal and to be set free. Lord, may it so please the King to rise triumphantly upon his holy word, to go from bench to bench and from heart to heart, and for those that are lawfully hindered, to go from dwelling to dwelling and manifest thyself as that living, as that almighty, and as that gracious King. We read of so many. We never read of one that has come at the feet of the King with their riddles, with their needs, with their sins, that they have been turned away. Then the calling still comes of the living King unto young and old. Lord, and may it then please thee to grant ears to hear, that we may hear thy voice. Then we shall be given to bow. Then we shall be given to seek of thee great things. Be then a surprising God, as thou wast been for thy church on the day of the resurrection, and where the living King has manifested his power in a special way on the day of Pentecost, where so many were converted, O Lord. Would it not be to thy honor and to thy glory when many in this day would be placed under the banner of King Jesus, when thou wilt fulfill thy promise in thy word, that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations, but also for thy children, when they may be given to confess with the Mary Rabboni, and be given to that her mouth was open to tell of the great things that the Lord has done, Lord. Thou hast promised that thy word shall not return void unto thee. It is a dark and a solemn time, but it was also a solemn time when the inhabitants of Jerusalem, when they have crucified thy dear Son, Lord, then thou hast wrought wonderfully in the hearts of many, of young and old. Wilt thou so bless thy church in a special way on this special day over the length and the breadth of the earth? Lord, remember the many temporal needs. Then we commend by renewal unto thee those two families so distressed with many fears, uncertainties, and unknowns, and not knowing whether their dear ones are still in the land of the living or whether they have been ushered into eternity. May it please thee to uphold them. And then we may humbly ask thee, those that are searching for the lost ones, Lord, then we may ask thee that thou may help them, that thou may prosper their way. May the prayers be multiplied to that end. We commend unto thee all the mourning ones, those that mourn the loss of dear ones. Do uphold them. Then in this morning we hope to hear of a Mary on the cemetery. And there are many families in our midst that know what it is to come on the cemetery to mourn those bitter tears. May it all be sanctified. Wilt thou remember all our elderly ones. Remember the sick and afflicted ones, the father with the dreaded disease. Thou wast given him another week of grace. Thou wast yet granted an extension, but, O Lord, thou knowest his serious condition. May he be given to cry unto thee, that living resurrected King, by thy free and sovereign grace, and may become his King. Remember him with his dear wife. Remember all under the physician's care, with the fears and with the cares. May it please thee to surround them with thy care and with thy compassion, and that all the callings may be used, Lord. May it now please thee in this hour to open thy precious testimony, that we may be given to be led into the truth thereof. Anoint us with fresh oil from above, and wilt thou remember all the listeners, from the youngest to the oldest. Do grant a holy attention, and that the word may not only enter into our ears, but that it may enter into our hearts, that we may be given to understand the voice of the living King. Lord, so we have great things to ask of thee, but thou art a great God, and thou hast said in thy word, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. Lord, we have nothing to plead upon, but may we be given to plead upon the merits of the resurrected King, who in the state of his exaltation applies those precious benefits. May we be included in that number. Then it is well for time and for eternity. Arouse the unconverted to a holy jealousy, those that stand afar off, to be brought nigh by the blood. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 73, the stanzas 1, 2, 3, and 5. The Lord Almighty is my light. He is my Savior ever near. And since my strength is in his might, who can distress me or affright? And what follows? The extra collection today is for the building and maintenance fund. Psalter 73, 1, 2, 3, and 5. In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in John 20, the verses 11 through 18, and we shall read the verses 11 through 15. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? As she saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? As she, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Our text words speak of Jesus' appearance unto Mary on the morning of the resurrection, with five thoughts. In the first place, Mary's early seeking of Jesus. Secondly, Mary looking into the empty sepulchre of Jesus. Thirdly, Mary questioned by Jesus. Fourthly, Mary comforted by Jesus. And fifthly, Mary given a mandate by Jesus. Jesus' appearance unto Mary on the morning of the resurrection, Mary's early seeking of Jesus, as we find in the first part of the 11th verse. Mary looking into the empty sepulchre of Jesus in the verses 11b through 13. Mary questioned by Jesus, the verses 14 and 15. Mary comforted by Jesus in verse 16. And Mary given a mandate by Jesus in the verses 17 and 18. Thus first, Mary's early seeking of Jesus. A beloved congregation on this Lord's Day, then in a special way we may commemorate that Christ is risen indeed. And that is the only hope, the only expectation for us and our children, where the Lord Jesus Christ, in the state of his humiliation, where he is merited salvation, and now as the risen King, in the state of his exaltation, that he applies that merited salvation, where from the right hand of the Father he pours out those heavenly graces in the midst of his church. And may that take place in this day amongst us and our children, that it may be experienced in a special and a remarkable way, that Christ is risen indeed, and that shall be experienced when by the work of the Holy Spirit, that sinners, they are given to hear the words of the living King as they have never heard before, that they shall become seekers, beggars, that they shall be quickened unto eternal life, that shall be experienced in a special way, when as those acquaintances and those women who have stood afar off with a heart full of love, when they shall be brought nigh through the blood, as we hope to hear in beginning out of our text words. Oh, that shall be experienced when it may please the Lord to grant unto his people that Easter blessing, that receipt of their acquittal. Oh, we read in the word of God in Luke 24, the verse 45, that in that evening when he has showed them his pierced hands and his pierced side, that he opened their understanding, that they understood the scriptures. Oh, in this day, when we are given to consider the empty tomb, the empty sepulcher, then it is declared the Father's amen upon the finished work of a Son. When we consider the resurrection, it is clearly written in the Bible that raising up of the Son of God, that was the work of the Father, as I read in Acts 2 verse 24, where on the day of Pentecost that Peter has declared that God has raised him up, that raising up, that was the work of the Son, where I read in John 10 verse 18, I have power to lay my life down, and I have power to take it up again. That is the work of the Holy Spirit, as we read in Romans 8, verse 11. Oh, it is true, on Good Friday, there the Father has declared already his amen upon the finished work of his Son, where the veil of the temple was rent from the top to the bottom, that those sacrifices were no longer necessary, that it was a perfect sacrifice, and that the church may, and that the church shall be saved, because the King applies that salvation. And now on the morning of the resurrection, then the Father has sent his holy angel, that has rolled that stone from the mouth of the sepulchre. And then the angel has sat upon that stone, defying all the powers of hell, because the debt has been paid. The Son has received that acquittal, and therein is the justification of the church. Oh, in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, what a benefits lie declared for the church of God in the first place. Then I read in John 14, verse 19, because I live, ye shall live also. It is through the power of the resurrected King, by the irresistible and loving work of the Holy Spirit, that sinners are quickened, that they are raised out of the grave of their deadness, and that they become new creatures. In the second place, in the resurrected of the Lord Jesus Christ, therein lies the justification of the church, because in the justification of the Son, he was the representative head of the elect. He is the representative head of the elect in the covenant of grace. And I read in Romans 4, verse 25, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. Then in the third place, therein lies the sanctification for the living church. As I read in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, that they are new creatures in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Oh, in the resurrection of Christ, therein lies the victory over death and over hell, where Paul has written to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55, O death, where is thy sting? Grave, where is thy victory? Therein lies in the fifth place a pledge of the blessed resurrection of the people of God in the great day of resurrection, when they shall be taken up to be forever with their King. Oh, in the resurrection of Christ, there it is declared that the church has a living Savior as their prophet, their priest, and their King. And now we read in our text, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. Ah, when we consider Mary, then how true it is confirmed what I read in Proverbs 8, verse 17. Those that seek me early, they shall find me. Is it not written in Matthew 7, verse 7? Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Is it not confirmed in the life of Mary that the Lord shall never forsake the work of his own hands? Ah, we have heard on Good Friday that those women, they have stood afar off, and then especially different places in the scriptures, Mary Magdalene has been mentioned. Do we not read in Luke 7 of that woman that has come in the house of Simon the Pharisee, to anoint the Savior, that Christ has said, unto whom much is forgiven, then there shall be much love. So it was in the life of Mary Magdalene. We read of those women that ministered unto Jesus. Oh, it does not begin with the cross. It does not begin with Easter. But we read of those women, they have been wrought upon by the work of the Holy Spirit. By those cords of love. And the one that takes place, congregation, then we are given to minister. And then we read with that ministering when Mary Magdalene is mentioned among other women with those evil spirits, and that seven devils have been cast out of her. It is repeated in Mark 16 when there is spoken of the resurrection, when the Lord has visited her, seven devils cast out of her. She has experienced in special ways, special deliverances, and therefore such a love for her master. Oh, on Good Friday, they have stood afar off. It was such a mysterious way. Their hope has faded. Their faith has suffered shipwreck. She could say what a Job has declared in Job 17, verse 11. My times are past. My purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. For that Mary, then it seemed that all her expectation has come to an end. And yet we see, in the life of Mary, the power of the exalted King, where he upholds the church. It is true. There are times that they can be so overwhelmed and so distressed, so in the depths that they know it no more. But in those everlasting arms, then they are underneath. That is the work of the living King. That is to convert his church. That is to draw his church, to keep his church. It is true. At times they do not see it at the moment. But do I not read in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, that God is faithful, who will not suffer his church to be tempted above that they are able. And oh, it is all in the way of love, that the Lord Jesus Christ from the cross, that he has seen his bride, all for which he would pay the great dowry, that he would shed his precious blood. That was the joy that was before him. But now for those women, ah, we have heard it, that on Good Friday they have remained at the cross to the last. They have witnessed where he was buried. And then with a heart full of love, then they have quickly, before the Sabbath day has come, then they have bought those spices. And in one of the Gospels, it is specifically mentioned that they are sweet spices. Ah, the Lord has a people upon the earth that know something of those sweet spices, the exercises concerning the things of the Lord, looking unto the Lord to supply all their needs, oh, with a begging that their sins may be pardoned. Oh, what sweet spices they are. Oh, when that seeking is so sweet, what shall it then be? Oh, was with a Mary, when she would be given to witness, soon to be given to witness, that her Savior was risen indeed. Oh, do we know something of those sweet spices, those prepared spices, that is the meditations upon the things of the Lord, that is a place at the Lord's footstool. Ah, that are those graces which the Lord grants unto his people, and that is faith, and that is hope and love, and then with a desire. Oh, that is also the work of the risen King. The Lord shall uphold his people. He shall never forsake them, because he has engraven them upon the palms of his hands, and thy walls are continually before him. Oh, he has bought them with his precious blood. Also a Mary Magdalene. And shall then a Mary Magdalene succumb? Shall thee then she perish in her misery and in her missing? No, it never can be, and it never shall be, because he is the Alpha and the Omega. Ah, that is declared in our text. When we see that seeking and that missing Mary, that is the fruit of the risen King. And now, how do we now find Mary Magdalene at the empty sepulchre? Then it is necessary that we compare all the Gospels, because we read, oh, early in the morning, the Sabbath day, those women have rested. And I read in 1 Samuel 2, verse 30, those that honor me, I will honor. Boys and girls, if Mary and those women have now went to the sepulchre on the Sabbath day with their spices, what have they then seen? They have witnessed that he was laid in the sepulchre. They have witnessed that large stone. But it was after they left that the tomb was sealed and the watch placed around. Oh, if Mary and those women had come to the sepulchre on the Sabbath day, they would have been met with that watchman. They would have returned home so discouraged, so disappointed, and not daring to come to the sepulchre. No, then undoubtedly they would not have dared to come by renewal to that sepulchre with the watch. But it was hidden for them. And now, early in the morning, do we not read in Hosea 6, then we shall know, if we follow on to know the Lord, and his going forth has been prepared for the morning. Ah, then Mary and those women, with burning hearts, with her spices, with a desire, oh, then even for a dead Jesus, what shall I render unto the Lord? Oh, a desire. It is true, we read of a Nicodemus, 100-pound spices that had been used to embalm the Savior. But those women had a desire that he may be embalmed a little better, that he may be kept from corruption. Those women, they were so ignorant also of the scriptures. What they read in Psalm 16, verse 10, thou will not suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thou will not leave my soul in hell. But oh, for the Lord Jesus Christ, to say it reverently, same as in daily life, then a husband would rather have a wife that is willing to be instructed and with a heart full of love, rather than a bride that seems to know everything, no room for instruction, with a cold heart. The Lord Jesus Christ, the living King, he was as a greater Joseph. We read already in Luke 22, with great desire, have I desired to eat this Passover with you? Oh, on the day of the resurrection, as the resurrected King, as that greater Joseph with bowels yearning, with such a desire that he may say to Mary, to the women, and to his church, I am Joseph whom ye have sold, who has been crucified. Ah, what a longing it must have been for the mediator. Oh, for that Mary Magdalene, with those spices, oh, it is true, the church, they need to learn that in the way of justification, then those spices have no value. But now in the way of sanctification, then they are accepted. But now those women, we must come to her text, but we must declare, how has Mary now come alone to the sepulcher? Oh, many times the Lord deals with his people alone in secret places, also in his church. Oh, when it is a personal message. But now those women, oh, then it was what they read in Psalm 119, verse 63. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep my precepts. Those women, they were united in their desires, with their longings, with their discouragements, many riddles and many perplexities. They have believed that he was the Messiah, but on Good Friday, their expectations have been scattered, and yet a love for a dead Jesus. And so, oh, we read different terms, when it was dark, the dawning, and when the sun, that is not so difficult, they have begun, when it was dark. Oh, undoubtedly, those women, they have not spoken so much, but with the same thoughts, and with the same desires, yet a desire that they may anoint the Lord Jesus Christ somewhat better. They were still so ignorant concerning the promises, and nevertheless they have come. Oh, it could even be. Oh, there are times for the church when they may hear the sweet singing of the birds in the springtime, that they are still given to praise their Maker. But oh, it can be that they are so discouraged that they hear it not. But they have come. But now do come to our text. They saw the stone rolled away. And then it seems that for a Mary Magdalene, that it has become too much, an empty tomb. Oh, Mary did not understand that an empty tomb, that it was a richer preaching than a full manger, because the empty tomb, she would experience that it declared that her Christ, that her Master is risen indeed, that he has been released from those bonds. But it was too much, and then we have heard it. She has quickly run, and then Peter and John has come. They have looked in the sepulcher, and they have left the sepulcher, and so a Mary, perhaps come a little later, and so she has come alone, and there she has stood at the sepulcher. Our second thought, Mary looking into the empty sepulcher, of Jesus. Mary, why do you not give it up? Why do you not return to your home? The message is clear. The Master is gone. An empty sepulcher. Your expectations have been shattered. Do you know why, congregation? Because in the moment of regeneration, then the Lord also plants that grace of hope in the heart of such a one. Can they always see it? Can they always hold on to it? That is a different matter. The faith of Mary was so small. And let us always remember, congregation, that faith, true saving faith, is not based upon feelings and emotions. It does not go without. But true saving faith, as Reverend Hellenbrook explains it in his catechism book, the three characteristics, that is knowledge, assent, and trust. Thus a faith that rests on knowledge, and that is the Word of God. And then it is necessary for that Word that we are enlightened by the work of the Holy Spirit to understand it. And now if we would ask Mary, we would stand at that sepulcher. Oh, that weeping Mary. What bitter and what sweet tears can be later in the life of a child of God that they would give anything if they may weep those tears by renewal. Oh, may we become jealous of Mary when we see her, that she has wept so profoundly. But if we would ask Mary, Mary, you have sat so often at your Master at his feet, where he has expounded the scriptures, and it is true, all the details are not declared in the scripture always specifically what those women have heard, but Jesus has explained that he was that temple that would be broken down and in 3 days it would be built up. Mary, have you not heard it? Mary, have you not heard when your Master has explained that it would be necessary for him to suffer and die? Have you not heard where he has said that he would go before you in Galilee? Mary, have you not heard when he has spoken of being 3 days as a Jonah in the belly of the fish and then to be delivered? Mary, have you not heard it? Then we see what is necessary for the church. The application by the Holy Spirit. Mary, as she has sat under his prophetical administration. Ah, that is so sweet. Those are those sweet spices that the church may be given to exercise. Ah, they may hang on his lips. They may hear and they may understand with their hearts insofar that the Lord openeth unto them. Oh, under that prophetical office, with what a jealousy they can set, what prayers are sent up for the further leadings of the Lord. Oh, those Marys, then by the work of the Spirit, they have made that good choice that he is their king. They love their laws, the institutions in his house. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. But now what did Mary now need? and the Lord would make room for it. Because on Good Friday, everything seemed to be cut off. Then room needed to be made for the priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Mary stood without at the sepulcher weeping. Are there a few Marys in my midst? Standing afar off. Cannot deny what the Lord has done. Oh, concerning those sweet spices. That is not a strange matter to them. Oh, when the Lord begins, when the Lord works, then especially at the beginning, then that people cannot understand. They would only think back to their former life. Then it would not be so strange. But then they cannot understand that they would not be seeking for those sweet spices, where the unconverted are still trying to find their happiness in the things of the world, the lawful things, not to despise them, but it shall not give the true happiness. Oh, a weeping Mary at the sepulcher it was because of the missing of her beloved. And then that weeping, then we read, and as she wept, as she stooped down and looked into the sepulcher, let us do the same, congregation. Let us for a moment with the Mary. Oh, it is true, because of her weeping, she did not so see so clearly. But let us look into that empty sepulcher. What a rich and what a profound preaching that he was not there because he has risen. Oh, Mary did not understand it. Soon she would. The greater Joseph would soon declare, I am Joseph. But now that weeping, and then we read, and seeth two angels in white sitting. We do not read when Peter and John have looked that they have seen the angels. Why? Matthew 11, the verses 25 and 26, even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. When we read of those women that have stayed at the sepulcher when they have looked in, then we read that they saw those angels with long shining garments and that they were greatly afraid. We read so often in the scriptures when angels have appeared, they reflected the glory of heaven, and that the church is greatly feared. When we have an impression of our sinnership, of our vileness, of our blackness, and then for the saints to behold those holy angels, those messengers from heaven, in those long white shining garments, then they were filled with fear and awe. And yet it is remarkable of a Mary and seeth two angels in white sitting. We do not read that she was afraid. We do not read that she feared. The angels did not say, fear not, Mary. Why was that? Can be that the church is so distressed, so puzzled, so overwhelmed with those clouded eyes, those weeping eyes, that they do not see everything. Later, when they are given to reflect, than they are given to be wonder. But we see of Mary that she was weeping so bitterly. Mary, let us ask by renewal, boys and girls, if we could now visit that Mary weeping at the grave, and we would say, Mary, is that now the master you serve? Your hope has come to an end. Why do you not leave that sepulcher? Never return. Go back into the world. Then maybe a little joy. Then maybe you do not have to weep so bitterly. What do you think that Mary would tell us? What do you think, boys and girls? Oh, then that Mary would say, then I would rather remain a weeping sinner. It's true, the spices, I cannot use them, but still rather be a seeking soul, a weeping soul, because in that seeking and in that weeping, there's more joy and sweetness than the world can ever give. And oh, when that hope may be in a little exercise, can be that those Marys, that they come at the throne of grace with all their questions with the Bible, and that they tell the Lord what he has promised. Oh, with that hope that they shall not seek in vain. It is true, for Mary the way was so mysterious, but in that way, and it was all in love, that room may be made, because the deeper that people is led with all those riddles and perplexities, the greater that the way of salvation shall be. And now we read something else. And seeth two angels in white sitting. It's the only time in the Bible that we read of angels sitting. We know, boys and girls, they are spirits, but many times they have appeared to the church. With wings they fly, the holy cherubims. But now Mary was given to see two angels sitting. What a preaching for Mary. And also, one at the head and the other at the feet. There were watchmen round about the grave. They have fled. But now the holy angels, holy adoration, two sides where Jesus had lain. Let us first sing. Psalter 427, the stanzas 5 and 6. The stone the builders had rejected and in contempt refused to own, to their dismay has been selected to be the foremost cornerstone. And what follows? Psalter 427, 5 and 6. Thank you. and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet. It is not written that ye saw the linen clothes and the napkin neatly wrapped up in different places. She was weeping bitterly. Then in this chapter we are given to see that what John and Peter saw, the woman Mary did not see. Is that not a picture of a Bible reader? And must we not all confess to say it simply that we are such bad readers? How often it happens, it's a blessing, even in a natural way, when the Bible may be read, that we say, is that now in the Bible? A greater blessing for the child of God when they may receive instruction. For a Mary, if she had seen it, could have been for her comfort. But in her deep grief, as she was given to see where the body of Jesus had lain, but her beloved was gone. We shall close for this morning, the Lord willing, then in this evening we hope to continue. We shall close with two questions. In the first place, what do you think, congregation? Shall such a Mary, with such a heart full of love, with those spices, weeping so bitterly concerning the things of the Lord, would then Jesus, would he then leave Mary to perish with all her anxiety, with her weeping and with her sins? Then I think that we all understand shall never be. Do you hear it, Marys? Shall never be. Oh, Mary, she was at that sepulcher as the dove of which we read. Oh, we also read of Hezekiah that he chattered as a swallow and that he mourned as a dove, also concerning Easter, concerning that acquittal with everything that he has experienced. But, oh, Jesus says to his dove, Song of Solomon 2 verse 14, Oh, my dove, that art in the cleft of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance, let me hear thy voice, for thy voice is sweet, and thy countenance is comely. For that weeping Mary, then he would soon appear unto her. And therefore, what an encouragement for the Church of God. Then the second question, those angels, they have begun to speak. Woman, why weepest thou? Many tears shed upon this world. We think of the families with their lost ones, with their fears, with their uncertainties can be multiplied out. Why weepest thou so many tears as a consequence of sin? But now the Lord, as a people, where those tears of a Mary are not strange, tears because of their sins, tears because of separation, tears because of that missing. And for that people, we sing together in Psalter 420. We shall close with those lines. How sweet. May it be fulfilled today. He hears the needy when they cry. He saves their soul when death draws nigh. This God is their salvation. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of wonderful things, and who was sufficient to declare the riches thereof, and also the work of thy grace of the resurrected King, in the hearts of thy people. Oh, a weeping church, who would soon be given to rejoice and to sing, 'tis only in part here below, the fullness that is kept for eternity. Then thy blood-bought church, then all their tears shall be wiped away. There shall never be a separation, never a missing. Then they shall sing thy praises. Hear this only in part, Lord, as the living and resurrected King. May many be wrought upon, many converted by thee unto thee. And remember thy people, be a surprising God. Wilt thou now graciously watch over us in the remainder of this day? We commend unto thee the confession of faith class, when thou granteth it, to make their oath, to become full members. Oh, impress upon the young hearts to become a living member of that living resurrected King. Lord, do it for thy honor and for thy glory. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 429, the second stanza. O God, whenever I cry to thee, thou heardest me and didst deliver. For by thy strength, when sore afraid, my soul was stayed, O gracious giver. And what follows? The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The first wedding announcement of Joshua John Vanderwall and Kayla Janae Niels, and the first wedding announcement of Mitchell Peter DeCock and Leanne Janelle Outhorn. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. The following adults have attended the confession of faith classes and been examined by the consistory. They wish to do public confession of faith, which is scheduled for the Sunday morning service of April 24. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory before April 21. And the R Tyler John Herod Bakeman, Esther Judith Van Waverwake, Luke Martin Both, Rihanna Corrine Oscom, Nathan Peter DeCock, Anna Lynn Mounts, Lindsay Walina DeWild, Cornell Jared Liefting, Nicole Danita Liefting, Jan Melvijk, Willard Evers, Anika Catherine Grisnick, Jeremy Paul Grisnick, Sean Paul Niels, Franz Johannes Oskam, Leanne Janelle Oudshorn, Shantae Jane Vandenberg, Timothy Sean Vandenberg, Joshua John Vanderwall, and Leighton Adi van der Stroot. And the banner of truth is at the exit, Psalter 429, the second stanza. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.